亲爱的主，我们谢谢你，今天我们可以来敬拜你。当我们学习你话语的时候，求你来教导我们。
How to live lives that please you？
如何过一个讨你喜悦的生活？
How to grow closer to you？
如何可以更靠近你，更亲近你？
How to enjoy the great grace that you pour into our lives？
如何真的来享受你所赐给我们的这种巨大的恩典？我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. We are looking at what it means to live a Christ-like or a holy life.
我们在看如何来过一个像基督耶稣或者说是圣洁的生活。
And the way I'm going about this is by moving through the script, the Bible.
我们来做的话，就是我们来通看整个圣经。
Looking at different images or words that are used to describe how we are to live as God's people.
就是在圣经上看它不同的，不管是它的一个描述还是它的一个词语，作为神的子民，我们如何来过一个圣洁的生活。
So we looked at one of the terms that's used especially in Genesis, Exodus.
尤其有一个词，它不断的用在创世纪跟出埃及记。
Is to walk.With God.
就是说与神同行。
The idea of relationship.
它是一个表示一个关系的观念。
It talks about people who walked with God.
它就不断
close to Him.
就是讲到里边的人物，他们与神同行，他们跟神很近。
In the New Testament, Paul will use that word a lot.
在新约里，保罗会很多次用到这个与神同行这个词。
The idea of building a close relationship with God.
那意思就是说跟神有一个亲近的关系。
Then just before Christmas we looked at the idea of the image of God.
那在圣诞节之前我们看到神的形象这个概念。
That to be holy is to be restored to the image that God intended for us.
就是成为圣洁，就是被恢复成神所要我们成为的那种形象。
That image was corrupted in the fall.
因为人的堕落，所以这个形象呢就被扭曲了，被毁坏了。
But Paul tells us in Corinthians that day by day the Spirit is restoring that image in us.
但是保罗在哥林多后书三章里面告诉我们，就是一天一天的这个形象在被恢复。
And so to be holy is to allow that image to shine through us.
所以圣洁就是意味着让那个形象从我们里边照射出去。
And John tells us that when we see Christ, that image will be fully restored.
约翰告诉我们，当我们见到神的时候，那个形象就会完全的被恢复。
I want today to look at another term.
那今天我们要看另外一个词语。
And I'm going to look at two terms that are used.
我们来看他用的其实是两个词语。
Gonna start with the hard one.
我开始于那个比较难的词。
And then hopefully the second term will explain it a bit.
那希望第二个词呢就可以来解释第一个词。
I was speaking in Taiwan.
我有一次在台湾讲课。
And read from Matthew 5.
然后我就从马太福音第五章马太福音第五章的最后一句是说
Jesus has been talking about how we are to live as his people.
那主耶稣就讲到说我们作为神的子民应该如何来过生活。
He's given six examples of what it means to live as part of the kingdom of God.
他就讲到说作为神的国度里的一员，那我们如何来过生活，给了六个例子。
And in every case, he says, those who follow him will go far beyond simply keeping an external rule.
然后他在里边就讲的，每一次他都讲到说，那些跟随他的人，他们远远不止于就是说遵守外在的这些法律。
You see, which is easier, to keep a rule or to have a heart that is different?
到底哪个更容易呢？是遵守这个一些规条、一些律例，还是说里边有一个真诚的心呢？哪一个更容易？
Which is easier?
对你来讲，你觉得哪一个更容易呢？
Keeping the rule is easier, right?
其实你遵守这个规条是更容易的。
If you know the rule, you can keep it even if you don't like it.
如果你知道这个规条，即使你不喜欢，你也可以遵守。
And so in Matthew 5, Jesus gives a series of rules.
所以在马太福音第五章，耶稣给了一系列的规条。
And he says, they're not enough.
然后耶稣还说这个还不够。
He says, the rule says don't kill.
律法上说不可杀人。
I think that's, for most of the time, that's a pretty easy rule to keep, isn't it?
大多数时候这个是很容易遵守的法律。
Most of us just don't go around.Really seriously tempted to kill someone.
我们过走来走去肯定不会想到说真的认真的想要要杀人。
And so Jesus says that's not enough.
然后耶稣说这个可是不够。
Instead, don't even be angry with others without a cause.
然后耶稣就说不要无故无缘无故的向凡向弟兄动怒。
When you find yourself in conflict, resolve the conflict.
当你在一个冲突之中来解决这个冲突
go out of your way to make peace
然后呢你就去向你的弟兄你们就是去寻求和平寻求和睦
that goes to the heart
然后呢这个也应用到我们的内心
and is much deeper than simply don't kill
所以这个比就是说不要杀人要程度要深很多
he moves to a second one
然后到第二个
You've heard the rule, he says.
你们听见有话说。
Don't commit adultery.
不可奸淫。
But he says, I want you to go beyond that.
但是我想你们超越这一点。
I want the way you look at another person to be pure.
你去看另外一个人都是怀着一个纯洁的意念。
That isn't about satisfying your desires.
不是在满足你自己的欲望。
But about truly caring for others.
而是真正的在意对方别人
Again, that goes much deeper than simply an action.
那个可是比一个外在的行为要更进一步
He goes through 5 of these.
然后他讲了五条这样的
And then he comes to a last one.
然后到了最后一条
Brother, Jesus says,
耶稣说
You've heard that you should love your neighbor.
Amen.
你们听见有话说当爱你的邻舍
He said, you've heard that it's okay to hate your enemies.
你也听到说哦没关系，你可以恨你的仇敌。
But he says, I'm going to tell you something far beyond that.
但是我告诉你的要远超过这个。
Love your enemies.
要爱你的仇敌。
Bless those who curse you.
为了逼迫你们的祷告。
Pray for those who use you despitefully, treat you wrong.
就是那些就是对你们很不好，然后利用你的人。为那些人祷告
says,
然后他接着说
When you do that,
当你这样做的时候
you will be like your father in heaven.
你就可以做你们天父的儿子就像你的天父
We've been looking, we've been seeing that to be holy is to be like our heavenly father.
我们看到说圣洁就意味着要像我们的天父
And so he gives us this picture. He says, your heavenly father sends the sun to shine on the righteous, but also...
然后他又讲到说你的天父呢他叫日头造好人也造歹人降雨给义人也给不义的人所以呢你们也要去爱你们的仇敌他最后就以一句话来结束这句话看上去完全不可能的所以当我在台湾教课的时候
This background,
我没有给他们这个背景
and I just read the verse.
我就把这个经节读出来
Jesus says,
耶稣说
be perfect.
所以你们要完全
the way your father and heaven.
像你们的天父完全一样
and my translator didn't want to translate it.
但是我的那个翻译的人他就不想翻译这一句
She stopped and she turned me, she said,
他就停下来转向我说
Nobody's perfect.
没有人是完全的
How can you say that?
你如何这样讲呢
I didn't say it
然后我说不是我说的
Jesus said it
耶稣说的
I'm quoting
我就是在引用耶稣的话
But that word is a problem for us
但是呢那个完全那个词对我们来讲是一个问题
You see when you hear be perfect
当你听到说要完全
What does that mean
那对你
What's it mean if you're asked to be perfect
如果你被要求说要被说要完全那你首先想
have no faults
是一个没有任何的过错
All right, is there anyone in here who has no faults.
我们组间有没有任何人从来没有犯过任何错了？
If you do, we'll schedule a session for others to.
如果我们你有的话，我们可以大家跟你们好好谈谈。
What else?
还有别的什么？
What does it mean if I tell you I want you to be perfect from now on?
如果我告诉你说从现在开始我要你完全，你会，你什么？你觉得是怎么样的？
I asked that and one man said, "Perfect is like my wife's first husband."
然后有个男士就说。完全就是像我太太的第一位丈夫。
He's always telling me how much better he was.
他总是告诉我说他第一个丈夫比他好多少。
Well, he thought that was the definition.
所以他就觉得说完全就那个就是完全的定义。
What is it to be perfect?
那完全是什么意思呢？
Do what you do matching with your faith.
Okay.
就是去做你应该做，但是不要去提，哦，不是去说你有多大的信心，就是去做，而不是说哦，你看我信心多大，他认为这个是完全。
Blameless.
无可指摘。
For many of us, the word perfect is a performance.
对我们很多人来讲，这个完全好像是一个你的表现的一个衡量，一个尺度。
To do something perfectly means to do it without fault.
就是做什么完全做的一件事情做得很完全很完美，就是没有任何的错失。如果有任何的过错的话，那就不完全了，也不完全了。
And if you use that definition,
如果你用这个来定义完全的话
，then Jesus's command seems almost absurd.
那你主耶稣的这个命令好像就是有点荒唐的，因为完全做不到嘛。
We can't do that.
我们做不到的。
We're going to see in a few weeks, we're going to look at this word in the New Testament, and we're going to see part of the meaning of it.
再过几个星期，我们会到新约里面，我们会看到这个词的部分含义。
But this morning, I want to look at an Old Testament meaning of that word.
那今天呢，我们来看在旧约里边这个词的意思。
Because Jesus is talking to people who knew the Old Testament. That was their Bible.
因为当时主耶稣他的听众呢，就是认识旧约的，就是他们都是犹太人，知道旧约，知道圣经。
And when they heard the word perfect, when they used the word perfect.
那个时期的听众，当他们用这个完全这个词的时候
，It didn't have that same performance standard idea that it has for us.
不是，他们脑海中就不像我们这样有一个好像你要表现到做到什么程度的这样一个衡量的尺度。
When they heard it, it was difficult.
他们听了完全这个词是不容易，对他们来讲是艰难的。
Just as he said, "Don't be angry with your brother." Was difficult.
就像主耶稣说，你们不可向你的弟兄发怒，对他们来讲是不容易的。
Just as when he said, "Don't look on a woman with lust," was difficult.
就像说，不要看着父母就动淫念，这样对他们来讲是不容易的。
But neither of those were absurd.
但是没有，虽然不容易，但是没有一个对他们来讲是荒谬的。
No one heard it and thought, "Well, that's ridiculous."
没有人听了会说这简直是不可能嘛，很荒唐。
They heard it and thought.
他们听到了改反应就是。
Wow, this rabbi holds a whole lot higher standard than the rabbi down the street.
他们就会说，哎呀，这个拉比他的标准可是比那个别的那边拉比的标准高多了。
He told me I couldn't kill my brother.
那个我另外一个拉比说你不能杀我的弟兄。
This one says I can't even be angry with him. I've got to go reconcile. That's a whole lot harder.
这个拉比告诉我说我甚至不能对我的弟兄发怒，要去跟他寻求和睦，这个可比那个难多了。
But no one heard it and said, "Well, you."
但是没有一个人听了会说不可能，不，这种生活方式是不可能的。
I think the same thing has to be true for the sixth one in that list of Jesus' six examples. They heard it and they said.Wow, that's tough.
然后他们这，我想他们这个反应对这六个都是一样的，就主耶稣列出的六点，就是他们听完了主耶稣的解释，这个教导之后说，哎呦，这个挺难的，挺不容易的。
But they didn't hear it and say that's absurd.
但是他们不会说这个不荒唐，这不可能，他们不是这样反应的。
it simply went far beyond what they were used to hearing about. Do this, 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 and this, and take care of external behavior, and you'll be okay.
因为他们平常听到的就是你做这个做那个，你把外在的这些都遵守了，你就没问题了。
So now let me go back to the Old Testament.
所以让我们现在回到旧约。
The Bible they had been reading.
他们所读的圣经。
And look at this word.
所以大家来看这个找这个词。
In the historical books, especially.
在尤其是在历史书卷里边。
We hear a word. We see this word over and over.
我们不断的听到这个词。
Now I don't know what happens with the Chinese. I've been gone and I didn't get to hear about this ahead of time.
我没有机会先问你在中文里怎么翻译的。
English in older translations it uses the word perfect over and over.
在英文里边，它那个翻译呢，那个完全那个词是不断的出现。
Give you some examples.
我给大家一个例子。
Caleb.
比如说是加勒。
You remember Joshua and Caleb?
大家记得加勒对吧
？The two spies who, when the spies go into Canaan, they say, "We can do this."
然后他们是唯一的两个的这个探子，他们就说看了迦南地，他们就说我们可以做到这个了。
The other spies.
那别的那些探子就说什么呢
？Say, "No, the giants are too big. We can't win."
说那个说那边有巨人呐、啊，我们那有伟人，我们赢不了。
Joshua and Caleb say.
但是加勒跟约书亚就说。
Those giants are much smaller than our God.
那些巨人跟我们的神比起来太小了。
I don't think we'll have any problem with that.
我们没不会有任何问题的。
And God says.
然后神说。
My servant Caleb.
他说我的仆人加勒。
Has a different spirit than the others.
另有一个心智。
He has served me with a perfect heart.
经文上说他用一个完全的心服从跟从我。
In Joshua.
但是在约书亚里边。
Caleb is going to use the same word.
加勒就用这个同样的这个词这个完全的。
When he's an old man.
当他年纪已经很大了。
He has come into Canaan.
他已经到了迦南。
And he comes to Joshua and he says,I want my inheritance.
他到约书亚前面，他说我想要我的这块地。
I want my inheritance.
我想要我的这块地。
And Joshua, there's some people living there.
约书亚就说，在那边有些人住在那儿，那个是巨人。
Caleb, this 85-year-old man says, I'm as strong as I ever was.
然后已经八十五岁的加勒说，我跟当年还一样强壮。
Just give me permission, I'll take them.
你就让我，只要你允许，我就可以把他们打胜、打败。然后约书亚这么说
：“I have followed my God with an undivided heart。”
他说：“因为我专心跟从耶和华。
”And what I want you to see today is this。
我今天想要大家看到的是
，When Jesus said, "Be perfect."
当耶稣说你们要完全
，The people who heard that word had heard it many, many times in the Old Testament.
其实这些听众呢，已经在旧约里听了很多次“完全”这个词。那就意味着。就是你不要三心二意。
Have one heart.
有一个专一的心，就是这个心不要分开，不要。
You go through all six of those examples that Jesus uses in Matthew 5.
你去马太福音五章里边，耶稣所讲的六个例子。
If I have one heart.
如果我有一个专一的心。
A heart that has one desire.
这个心呢，只有一个愿望，
Pleasing God.
就是讨神喜悦。
All those commands make sense now.
那所有的这些诫命呢，现在就都有意思了，有意义了。
All of those people besides Joshua and Caleb, they saw the Red Sea part. They saw the Egyptian army just wiped out. I mean, utterly wiped out. Why do you suppose they were so afraid of?
他就问大卫问了一个问题，他说：“这个所有的百姓都跟加勒和约书亚一样，看到红海分开，看到埃及军兵被淹没，那为什么他们还那么害怕呢
？”For the same reason.
那同样的原因。
That, and I'm not making light of the question. It's a good question.
我不是说你是一个很好的问题，我不是说这个轻。
But I and probably you.
我觉得说是我或者是你。
Pray for something.
我们为一件事情祷告。
And God answers.
然后神回应了。
And the next time we have a big problem in our life,
然后下次我们又碰到一个更大的问题。
We can, I can.
我们起码是我
自己的
倾向都说
This is going to be a disaster.
这简直是一个灾祸。
And I go to God as if.
我就到神面前好像
He's never ever.
好像他从来就没有
fixed anything for me before.
在过去从来没有帮过我，帮我解决过问题。
And He answers.
神回应了。
And I'm amazed.
我就很惊异。
And then.
然后神帮助我应允了我然后我就很惊喜然后下次碰到一个很大的难题
And I go to him in a panic
然后我就这个惊慌失措的
God, what am I going to do?
说神那我该怎么办呢
And I think at some point God is probably sitting there saying
我可能觉得神可能坐在那说
Randall, are you an idiot?
哎呀说那个麦博士你太笨了吧我已经过去帮你做了这个。我已经做了这个。我还做了这个。
Are you never gonna learn?
你永远都学不会吗
？And a big part of it comes to this divided heart.
这所有的一切都来自于有一个三心二意的心，就是一个。
Over and over when Israel gets in trouble.
你记得以色列人一次又一次的遇到麻烦的时候。
Their immediate response is, "Oh, if only we were back in Egypt."
他们当时的第一个反应就是，哎呀，如果我们回到埃及该有多好。
It was so nice back there. We had all the onions we could eat.
我们那个地方多好啊，我们有那么多洋葱可以吃。
It was easy for God to get Israel out of Egypt.
对神来讲，把以色列人带出埃及更容易。
All he had to do was part the Red Sea and take them through.
所有要做的就是把这个红海分开，让他们走过去。
It was much harder to get Egypt.Out of the Israelites.
但是让这个埃及把这个对埃及的眷恋从以色列人心中挪出来是很难多了。
Egypt is still there.
在他们的心底深处，埃及一直在那儿。
And they're constantly pulled between trusting Yahweh.
他们在不断的就是在这两个中间挣扎，一个就是要信靠亚威神、耶和华神。
And being pulled back to Egypt.
然后再被拽回到埃及去。
And while externally the contrast is much bigger, crossing the Red Sea, destroying the army.
虽然在外表上看这个好像这个对比更鲜明啊，一个你看那个红海都开了，埃及军兵你都淹没了。
At the root of it.
但是在这个根底深处。
It's the same thing I think we battled with.
其实也是我们所挣扎的同样的事情。
We want to please God.
我们一方面呢想要讨神喜悦
We want to trust him.
我们也想要信靠神
We start a new year.
新年开始了
This year I am going to trust God.
今年我要好好的来信靠神
Look at what he did to take care of me in 2022.
看看神在2022年是怎么来照顾我的
He was so good.
神是如此的美好
I didn't really trust him back there, but he took care of me.
但是我那时候没有真正的完全的信靠，但是神还是就是照看着我。
This year,
今年
I'm trusting completely.
我要完全的信靠神。
Let's see, it's January.
今年是1月8号。
Anybody had any problems trusting yet this year?
大家有没有现在已经碰到问题来信靠神？已经，你了解吗
？We're pulled.
我们总是好像被两个中间在撕扯一样。
Part of growing in a life.Of holiness,
在圣洁生活生命上这样一个成长
is learning step by step,
就是学习一步一步的
to trust him,
就是去信靠他
doing away with this division in our heart that pulls us in two different directions,
就是除去那个我们心里的这个三心二意就是这种分裂把我们好像在这个两个中间拽来拽去的
It's a very good question because it's very much where we live.
那就是我们现在所生活的
They lived it in a very big, visible way.
他们所活出来好像是一个能看见的一个很大的方式
I wasn't there, but I have an idea. It's something like this.
我不当在现场，但是我心里觉得可能是这样的
A whole bunch of people.
很多人
I read a book this past week that has this premise.
他们有一个人有一个这样的一个假设。
The writer said it very academically.
这个作者他是一个学者嘛，写的就很好像比较像学究型的。
But I paraphrased it unacademically.
然后我就把它 把他的意思这样讲出来。
All of us are dumber than any of us.
我们所有的人都比我们中间的任何人都笨，比我们。
In other words,
换句话说
this writer said,
这个作者说
when we gather in groups,
当我们就是聚集在一起一个做一群人的时候
the far out ideas,
就是外边的好像这个
begins to pull everybody to where everyone becomes more unreasonable than any individuals are.
他就是说好像是外边有些那种比较极端念头，好像就把我们都拉去，然后呢，我们每个人都有一个听到一些比较极端的念头，然后这个呢，让我们好像都比我们，如果我们自己不受这些影响，单独一个人呢，我们都相对来讲都是比较还是比较合理的。
A mob will do things that no individual in that mob would have thought of doing.
然后一群暴民，他们所能做的事情呢，是这个暴民。这一群中的人，如果他单独一个人，他是不会去做的。
And you read history, and you know that's true.
如果你去读历史，你会发现是这样的。
French Revolution,
比如说像法国大革命
，Cultural Revolution,
像文化大革命
，Nazi Germany,
像那个纳粹
，Rwanda back in 1990,
就是1992年，
over and
那个卢旺达大屠杀，
over,
就是不断的，就是一群人
do things。
他们在一起所做的事
情
就是一个一群人聚在一起他会去做如果这个人他单独他自己的话他不会去做的事情
I suspect that all of these Israelites
我就想这个所有的以色列人
Yes, they've just seen great miracles
他们都刚刚看到了这个神迹
Now they're hungry
现在他们饿了
And when you're hungry, you're grumpy
你知道吗？饿的时候，人就开始腻腻歪歪的。我们要吃什么呢？我们什么都没有。
And maybe someone says, "Well, you know, remember what God did at the Red Sea?"
哎，有人就说，哎，想想啊，神在那个红海为我们所做的。
You know, I've been thinking about
that. 我就在想，我们怎么过红海
？That's a trick somehow.
那可能就是，
you know,
是不是那个魔术啊
Maybe he did some kind of a trick to pull that.
也许是摩西做了什么恶作剧，反正就用了什么手法、变戏法让我过去。
No matter what happened, we're still hungry.
不管说过去发生了，现在我们饿肚子啊，没吃的。
What did it do us to cross the Red Sea if we're going to starve to death?
如果我们过了红海，但是我们现在饿死了，这有什么益处呢
？Doesn't that sound like yeah, something like that? People,
这你说人是不是普通的人就会这么说、这么想的
？And soon that.
然后很快呢，这个想法就会传染，影响到别人。
And soon the whole group
很快这一群人
the Red Sea,
虽然他们已经过了红海
and they are grumbling and murmuring against God.
他们就在那哼哼在那儿抱怨神
But it starts from a heart that is not truly completely trusting of God.
他们这一切都来源于他有一颗心他没有真正的完全的信靠神
So we see this word perfect in the Old Testament.
所以我们看到在旧约里边，完全这个词。
I want to start apart from religion.
我想不从这个宗教上，从信仰上开始讲。我想先来看。
First Chronicles.
在历代之上。
And I started to tell you, I'm sorry. The old translations use the word perfect. Each of the examples I'm going to give you.
在旧约里边，他每次讲到“完全”这个词，他的翻译我都会告诉你们。
Because that word has become associated with perfect performance.
因为完全已经现在好像大家一想到完全，大家就想到一个完美的表现，已经大家把这个等同出来了。
Now we'll use something like undivided.
所以很多因为有这么完，大家会有个完全等于完美的表现，所以。现在呢，很多的翻译就把它完全翻译成，比如专一。
So let me give you first an example from Chronicles.
所以我给大家讲这个从历代之上讲第一个例子。
Remember Saul dies.
记得就是扫罗死了。
And who is the next king of Israel?
那谁是以色列的下一位王呢
？A trick question.
是不是很难
？Ishbosheth.
就是以斯波色。
His son Ishbosheth. Yeah, Jonathan is killed.
扫罗死了。就是扫罗死了之后是以斯波设
There's a civil war
那个时候就有个内战了
Judah follows David.
然后是北方的这些就跟着大卫。但是南方的这些支派呢，就跟随以斯波设。
We have two years of civil war.
所以他们有一个两年的内战。
Then Ishbosheth is murdered by his own generals.
然后呢，以斯波设被他自己的将领谋杀。
And the army comes together.
然后这个军队就联合起来。
To crown David as king over the whole nation.
就立大卫高大立为大卫为王。
Ending the civil war.
所以现在这个内战就结束了。
And it says it this way.
然后他们这样说。
All the men of war.
所有这些军队的人。
Came to Hebron with a perfect heart to make David king over all Israel.
他们就是说，以上都是能手行武的战士，他们都诚心来到希伯伦，要立大卫做以色列的王。
Likewise, all the rest of Israel were of a perfect mind to make David.
以色列其余的人也都一心要立大卫做王。
He says the army had a perfect heart.
所以他说这个军队啊，就是都有一个他这个诚心，其实翻译成就是。完全的心。
Does that mean that everyone in Israel's army, every man in the army, did nothing ever wrong?
这是不是意味着这个军队里边这些人从来没有犯任何错？他说他们都完全的心来到希伯伦要立大卫做以色列的王。
Not at all.
不是这样的。
It simply means they came together and united with one.Purpose.
只是意味着说他们聚在一起，他们团结起来，其实有一个心智。
They had been divided.
他们以前呢，他们是分裂的。
Now they are undivided.
现在他们是不再是这样分裂了。
They are perfect.
现在就说他这个意思就是说他们是这个诚心，就是全心全意，就意味着他们是完全的心。
An example in Joshua.
再一个就在约书亚记里边。
They get to the promised land.
他们到了这个应许之地。
Joshua builds an altar.
约书亚就建立了一个。
And he builds it following rules that had been given back in Exodus.
他建了一个坛，这个坛呢就是按照出埃及记里边所给的这个规矩来建立的。
And it's the same word. And I should give you the Hebrew word.
我希望给大家应该给大家这个希伯来。
Just so that you'll feel like you're really getting a great education.
他说是没有，他说的这个词呢，就是有点像希伯叫 shalim 这个词。
God had said,
神说
，build my altars.
说你要建我的
on uncut stones.
是没有动过，是整石头，没有被凿过的。
Or perfect.
就是一个整石头。他那个是说
a stone that is whole, not one that you've hacked and cut into a shape.
他那个整块石头就是没有动过铁器的，没有被碰过的。这个整块这个词就是 sadima, 就是那个完全的意思。
The same word.
这是同一个词。
We come to Solomon.
然后我们现在来到所罗门。
Dedication of the temple, First Kings.
所以在列王记上八章六十一节，他就开始献圣殿。
And Solomon says to the people,
所罗门对百姓说
，Let your heart be perfect before the Lord your God.
他说你们当向神存诚实的心。他这个诚实的心就是专心，有翻译成就是纯纯全全的归向。
Let your heart be undivided.
那意思就是说，让你的心不要三心二意，不要分裂。
Have one heart.
有一个专一的心。
Now let me show you something.
这都是翻译成完全的意思。
I like about the Hebrew language.
我喜欢这个希伯来的词。
When I started writing this word, did anyone think of another word?
当我刚才讲到沙利玛的时候，有没有想到另外一个词？那个白弟兄说是想到那个沙龙，就是那个沙龙那个词。
Hebrew has no consonants.
希伯来文里边是没有。No consent or
no, no vowels. I'm sorry.
希伯来语言里边，他们是没有元音的。
Thank you. No vowel. Don't translate what I say. Translate what I should have said.
希伯来没有元音。
And so, two words that share the same consonants and have different vowels.
他们这两个词呢，他们是有同样的这个辅音，但是有一些原因是不同的。
Are usually related.
他们通常他们就是有相关联的意思。
Okay. And in this case, all the consonants are the same.
所以你看那Salima跟Salum，它的这个，它的
这个，and it makes good sense 都是一样的。Because to be undivided.
所以这是一样的，就是说，如果你的心是专一的一个心的话
，is going to mean that you are at peace, shalom.
那如果你是一个专一的心，也就意味着你的心是平安的，是有这个平安。
Shalom is peace.
这个希伯来文的 shalom 就沙龙这个词意味着是平安，然后那个 shalim 这个词又意味着专一、成全。所罗门就说
，Keep your hearts undivided.
所以所罗门就说，让你的心呢是纯纯全全的，是专心的。
And here is the relationship between that and our external behavior.
这个在这个词跟我们外在的行为之间的关系就是
，Let your heart be perfect before the Lord your God.
让你的心在耶和华我们的神面前是纯纯全全的，是专心的。然后接着他就说。
You will walk in his statutes.
这样你就会遵循他的律例
and keep his commandments.
然后谨守他的诫命。
If Israel's heart is right.
如果以色列人子民的心是对的。
If their heart is undivided.
如果他们的心
loyalty to God.
如果他们的心是专一的，不是三心二意，对神是效忠的。
Will they keep his commandments?
那他们会不会遵守神的律例呢？
Of course.
当然会。
Now, this brings me back to Matthew 5.
这个又把我带回到马太福音第
五章。Is it possible at least to some degree?
有没有可能起码一定程度上
to keep his commandments externally?
有没有可能就是说外边去遵守神的律例
without having a heart that is undivided?
但是却里边却不是一个专一的纯全的心，有没有可能做到这样呢？
And I think to some degree it is.
到一定程度是可以的。
You can keep the rules just because you're afraid of the results of not keeping the rules.
因为你害怕那个不遵守这个律例所带来的后果，你可能就是单单的就是遵守这个规条。
My mother was red-headed.
我妈妈那个是红头发。
She was a wonderful mother.
她是一个很棒的妈，很好的妈妈。
But I was much more afraid of my mother than of my father.
但是我更怕我妈妈。怕我妈妈胜过我爸爸。
And there were many times when I did what my mother said on the outside.
所以呢，我会去做我妈妈所立，在外边我会去做我妈要我做的。
But not on the inside.
但是却不是你的。
It's possible to do all of the external things.
所以有可能就是我们只做外在的。
Without the heart.
但是心里边却只是说没有这个心，并不是心里顺服，所以主耶稣不断的说。
Remember when he says to the Pharisees?
记不记得他对法利赛人说
？You tithe on the tiniest little thing.
你在这个最小的事上，你都十一奉献。
You do all of these rules.
你做这所有的这一切的这些跟随这些律例。
But you don't have hearts of mercy and justice.
但是呢，你却那个更大的就是公义、怜悯、信实，你反倒不行了。然后他就没有说，我听到很多人去说主耶稣说，他们以为主耶稣说我的话，但主耶稣没说。主耶稣没有说。
Ignore the rules.
不是说你就忽略到这些规条、这些规则、律例。
And deal with the heart.
就光注重你的内心。
He says something much different.
其实主耶稣说的跟他是不同的。
He says you should have kept all these laws. That's right. You should have done it. It says it in the Bible. Do it.
他主耶稣说的是你们要做这些，这些圣经上所命令的你们要去做。
But also,
但是呢
，You should have had a heart of mercy, justice, and humility.
但同时呢，这说也你们同时也要有这个更重的，就是公义、怜悯、信实。因为他说更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
And do you see how much easier it is to keep?
你看，是不是更容易就是就是遵守一些外在的？
When your heart is undivided,
但是你的
心， when your heart belongs,
你如果你的心是专一的，是属于神的， 你在遵守外在的这些律法是不是就更容易呢？
New Year's Eve，
在那个新年夜的时候，除夕的时候，美国的除夕。
Two meals，
我那天就吃了两顿饭。
And I kind of got a picture of this。
就是那个新年除夕，他那天晚上又吃了两顿。
I was traveling。
我在外边旅行。
I went in a restaurant。
我就去了一个餐馆里。
And the waitress had to work on New Year's Eve。
但是呢，你知道那个服务生，他得在除夕还得上班。
And she did not want to work on New Year's Eve。
他可那天那新年除夕嘛，那他就不想上班。我之所以知道他不想那天上班，因为我坐下来。
Here's the menu。
然后他就把那个菜单在我面前一甩，说
：“We only have the stuff on the first page。”
他说：“只有第一页的菜单可以点啊。”
Fortunately, I ordered off the first page。
正好呢，我也就是要点的就是在第一页上。但是我旁边那个桌上的人想从那个菜单上第二页点菜。
She said, "Did you hear what I said?"
然后他就说，没听到我说吗
？Do you think I'd rather be here serving you than being at home with my family on New Year's Eve?
你觉得我想今天在那儿服侍你，而不是说跟我家人待在一起吗
？Her heart was not。
他的心可不是在那个餐馆里边。
Later that day，
然后那天New Year 到了。
Driving along， and I saw a sign for a barbecue place。
然后我就第二天呢，我就到了新年那天了，我又看到又开车，然后看到路上有一个说有一个烧烤，然后我打开我的这个 Google 地图，谷歌地图，我就。
It's a converted auto mechanic。
他原来是一个那个汽车店，你知道汽车修理店，他改成一个卖烧烤的一个餐馆。
Bill has the oil cans and everything.
你还能看到他那个修车的那些原来的那些东西工具。
It said dine in.
他就说你可以进去吃。
But when I walked in, there was only one table covered with stuff, and the guy said, "Oh yeah, I'll push that off."
然后呢，我进去了，只有一张桌子，书上还都是餐具，然后说，哦，我马上把这个清理了。
As I walked in, someone was walking out.
然后我进去就看有个人走出来。
He was about a 300-pound guy, and I said, "Is it good?"
然后那个出来那个人呢，那个顾客很胖。
If it wasn't good, I wouldn't be here.
然后我就问说，我说，哎，这个食物怎么样？然后那人说，不好吃，我就不会在这儿。
It was good.
所以那一天呢，虽然不。
I walked in.
我进去了。
And the African American who was.In charge of the whole thing.
那当然，他是一个黑人的一个有一个服侍的人，他就是可能是拥有这个餐馆。我就问他，然后我就告诉他说哪个好吃啊
？He said it's all good. I made it myself.
然后他就说都好吃，都是我做的。
I said just give me whatever you think is good for you.
然后我就说你就给我随便，你就做一个你觉得对我好的。
He shoves the stuff off the table.
然后他就把那唯一的一张桌子把东西全清理开。
Brings me a platter of ribs and pulled pork.
然后他就给我拿了一盘的，又是那个排骨啊，又是。
You want any macaroni salad?
他说你还想不想吃点那个 macaroni salad? 我说可以。然后他就打开冰箱，拿了一勺子，弄了一个沙拉。
Part on my plate, part on his shoes.
然后呢，把我那个盘子上崩了一件，一半到盘上，一半掉到他的靴子上。
I sit there.
然后我就坐在那儿。
Eating, visiting with him.
然后我就在那儿吃，然后就跟他聊一聊。
He said, "How did you find this place?"
然后他又说，哎，你怎么找到我这个餐馆呢
？45 minutes.
他说我这个要开45分钟。
30 people came in. I was the only white face in the whole place.
他说这个过去30个人来，他说你是唯一的白人。
When I was done, he said,
当我吃完。
It'll always be good here.
然后他就说欢迎再次回来，有你再回来，我们这儿的食物怎么很好。
Here's my simple point.
我的要讲的这个观念就是。
Two people were doing the same job.
你看这两个人都做的是同样一份工作。
One heart was not in it.
一个呢，就是他的心不在那
儿。And I got out as quick as I could.
所以我就尽快赶快吃完离开那个地方。
And did not mark on my Google Maps app to go back.
然后我就在我的那谷歌地图上说这个地方没有把它给标下来，说以后我还想再去，不要再过去。另外一个呢
？Loves barbecue.
他很喜欢烧烤。
His heart is undivided.
他的心在这个对这个烧烤来讲，他是有个专心专一的心。
那 that's a silly.
那好像有点可笑的一个，但是这个
our Christian life,
是我们的基督徒生活。
Have you met some believers? Don't call out any name.
你是不是碰到一些信主的人？不要讲他们的名字。
他们遵守所有的规条。
他们也来教会。他们也做他们应该做的。
但他们的心却不在那边。
那其实那就很难
了。
那就很很非常难受，我都为他们感到难过。你有没有碰到别的有些基督徒？
Who are in love with Jesus.
他们真的是爱耶稣。
And they are thrilled to come to church.
所以他们来教会，他们就很兴奋。
They love to read their Bible.
他们很喜欢读他们的圣经。
They love to do what God calls them to do.
他们就是很喜欢去做神呼召他们去做的。
Because.
因为。
Their heart.
因为他们的心在哪儿。
My daughter did not like to cook.
我女儿不喜欢做饭。
She did not like to do dishes.
她也不喜欢洗碗。
She liked to read.
她喜欢读书。
And everything else was a distraction from all the books that are in the world to be read. I understand that.
所以世界上有这么多的书，那根本读不完，所以任何别的事情都是一个分心之事，都是扰乱。
And Sue more than me really worried.
所以呢，我太太跟我就真的挺担心她的。
That Stacy would get married.
如果我女儿结婚了
，and not want to clean the house.
不想打扫房间。
Not want to cook any meals.
也不想做饭。
Not want to do any dishes.
也不想洗碗。
Because she sure didn't want to do it at home.
因为在家里她是不想做这些事的。
She did it.
真的很不喜欢做这些事儿。
But her heart wasn't in it.
他的确，他做了，他这些事情都做了，但是他的心不在这儿。
And then she met Ben.
然后他就碰到了 Ben.
And as I said to Ben, I don't understand it.
然后我就对我的女婿说，
I don't think he's being wonderful in it.
我就说，我不了解到底他有什么好像很棒的事情。然后呢，但是我女儿就爱上了 Ben.
And she finds great joy. Finding recipes and experimenting and cooking.
然后我就发现我女儿现在的经验就是说去找这个菜单吧，然后去做饭吧，她就觉得现在很，她觉得很开心，也很觉得好像给她带来很多，让她很高兴。
I visit their house and everything is just spotless and beautiful.
我去他们家里边收拾得干干净净。
And I say, Stacy, your room never looked like that.
然后我就说。女儿啊，你在家里的房间永远没有这么干净过。
Her heart has changed.
因为她的心改变了。
And as we go into a new year, I've got to quit.
因为我们进到新的一年的时候，
we'll
我们下一次讲完这个。
But as we go into a new year,
我们现在进入新年，2023年。
Can I say to you that one of the best things you can begin to pray?
就是你能做的一个最好的，你可以开始祷告的事情，就是
is not
不是
God, please help me not to sin as much this year as I did last.
神啊，帮助我，不要像2022年犯那么多罪，不是这样祷告。你要那样的话，你会很难受的。
God, help me please to keep more of the rules than I did last year.
神啊，帮助我今年比去年更遵守这个规条，这个律例，也不是这样。
But I would encourage you to begin praying this every day.
我就鼓励大家每天这样来祷告。
God, would you give me a heart that is undivided in my love for you?
神啊，你给我一颗专一的心，让我在对你的爱上有一颗专一纯全的心。
Because as that prayer is answered,
当神回应你那个祷告的时候，
those other prayers will be answered.
你的那别的祷告也会被回应。
As simply a side effect.
就是那个就是个副作用。
Because you see, the more I love him,
我越爱耶稣
the less I love the things that he hates.
我就越不会去爱那些耶稣所憎恶的事情。
This week I was looking in First John.
这个星期呢，我上个星期我在看约翰一书。
He says, "Love not the world."
约翰说不要爱世界。
Don't love the things of the world.
也不要爱世界上的事。
The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life.
肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
And I read that and I think, John, that's really hard.
我就读我就说约翰吧，你知道。说不去爱这些真的都很难。
I mean, how many of you like your things?
多少人喜欢自己的东西？大家都举手，是不是？我们有些爱好，我们都很喜欢那个很宝贝的。对那些没举手的人，把你的东西，你可以把你的那个喜欢的东西给我。
We like our things. Yes.
我们喜欢我们自己所喜爱的东西，对不对
？So I'm looking at this verse and thinking how.
所以我就说，看了这一句，我想如何呢？怎么能做到呢
？And then I come to the next phrase, and that's the answer.
然后我就看到下一个词，我知道那个就是答案。
I love the world.
因为这个世上的爱。
It's because the love of the Father is not in me.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
There's the contrast.
看到吗？这里面有个对比。
The more I love the Father,
我越爱父神
the easier, the less hold the world has on me.
这个世界对我的这个吸引力就越少。
Jesus told a parable.
主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
About a man who finds a pearl.
讲到一个人发现一颗珠子。
And he sells everything he has.
他就变卖他一切所有的。
And I've heard some.Very terrible sermons on that.
我听到一个很糟糕的关于这个故事的这个比喻的一个解释。
About how this man sacrificed.
就讲到说这个人。
He gave up the things that he loved for the sake of this pearl.
他多牺牲了多少？为了这颗珠子，他放弃了他所爱的东西。
And we have to be willing to give up the things that we love for the sake of Jesus.
我们必须要为了耶稣放弃我们所喜爱的东西。
That's not that parable.
那根本不是这个比喻里所要讲的，那个不是耶稣所讲的。
This man is excited to get rid of those junky things he had.
这个人他很兴奋的，就是把那些他的垃圾的东西都给他认为垃圾东西都给
why
都给扔都给放弃掉。
Because he has his eye on something so much more incredible.
因为他的眼目现在看到了一个。好珠子，这个是真的非常的有价值，难以想象的价值。他只想赶快得到那颗珠子。
It's not painful for him, it's a joy.
对他来讲，放弃他的那些东西，变卖所有，不是一件令人痛苦的事情，而是令人喜悦的，让他很高兴的一件事情。那个，所以呢，如果这样的讲那个讲道，我觉得很难受，就是因为耶稣所讲的是，说
，If you can get a picture, how beautiful are you?
所以神就对我说Randall 如果你能真的是知道我到底是怎么样的
If you can begin to see how wonderful I am,
如果你能看到我有多么的好多么的棒
These things over here that you hold on to,
就是这些你所喜爱的事情你所紧抓不放的事情他们都是垃圾
It won't be so hard to get rid of them
如果你看到他们是垃圾的话，你就不是那么难就把他们放弃了。
You love for a new love.
当你有对神有一种新的那种强烈的爱的时候，你去除掉那些东西就不是什么难事了。
That's what it means to be perfect.
这个就是完全的意思，完美的意思。
Undivided.
就是一个专一的心。
We're gonna look more at it next week.
所以下个星期我们再看更多的。
Now
let's pray. God, as we
come into this new year,
亲爱的主，当我们进入一个新年的时候
，Would you give us hearts that are not divided?
求你给我们一颗专一的心。
Everything in the world around us calls to us.
我们周围有很多的东西在要呼唤我们，要得到我们的注意力。
It tries to pull our affections away from you.
试图想要把我们对你的爱给，就是让我们不能专心爱你。
God, would you give us hearts that love you deeply?
给我们一颗心，让我们可以深深的爱你。
Hearts that desire to please you above everything.
让我们有颗心，就是要讨你的喜悦，胜过世上的万事。
Amen.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.